Last Friday, students from around Utah filled this banquet room at the Joseph Smith Memorial Building to celebrate their wins in the stock market game.
It's a really fun learning experience.
Yes.
Two fifth graders from Lincoln Elementary School in Hiram beat out everyone else, including the high schoolers, in total earnings. Kim Pedra and Bergen Riley made $168,294.74. On paper. How'd you do it?
We were patient with our teammates and we just kept watching our stocks every day.
State Treasurer David Damshin's office is one of the sponsors.
They're picking stocks and they're seeing how dynamic some of these stocks can be for good or bad, right? They get a feel for how our capital markets work, how our free market system works.
You have to watch the stocks every day and don't expect that you're going to be first place.
We were like, what if we're going to be first place? And then the next day we were.
Judy Hatch was also at the banquet with her team. She teaches financial literacy at East High School, and her class here goes over a lot more than stocks.
One thing that I really drill through is that it doesn't matter how much or how little your paycheck is, you spend less than you bring in. And that no matter how much you make, you can find someone who makes less that is happy. And you can find people who make more that are broke.
Hatch says her students tell her this is the one class they really think they will use more than any other in their lives. But a state audit this year found some problems with the program. Damshin says they're working on those.
It runs the gamut, really, from cultural issues with administrators, principals, to teacher training, preparation, curriculum development, curriculum availability. There's a lot of things there that we can improve upon.
Some adults take seminars or go to classes to learn how to be better with money. Zions Bank financial literacy manager Don Milne heard recently from a couple he had in class 2 years ago.
And they're holding up a sign saying, we paid off $51,000 in debt. We are debt free. People can change your behavior. It takes having the skills and they need to have that desire.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.